with what she has been viewing, and there's some good stuff around at the moment. A very good morning to Sarah McMullen. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
I've finally been doing, I queue all my stuff up on Netflix or whatever, or what I've been able to save on my ancient MySky.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having some happy binging lately. There's some good stuff about. What are you going to bring to the party?
Well, I was going to talk about Quibi, which is an app that you can get on your phone. It's on Android or Apple phones if you like. I'd say get it while you can, because the company that runs Quibi actually just announced in the States that they're shutting it down, and it will be shut down within the next couple of months. At the moment, that doesn't affect us, and we're lucky in New Zealand because the rest of the world has been paying for it on a monthly term, but in New Zealand it's absolutely free. And we are, well, I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I didn't look at this when they first launched it here. You had to pay for it. And I was like, I'm paying for so much stuff anyway. Don't really want to pay for another one. It was initially launched, Quibi stands for Quick Bits, and the idea was you could watch it on the go when you're out and about racing around. And they basically chop what you're watching up into little slices.
Snackable
content. I know, it makes you want to bath.
Anyway,
however, I went, that sounds terrible, until I sat down to watch it, and it's actually okay. Take a film, they don't just chop it into little slices, they stop it at natural points. So for an average movie that's, say, you know, 2 hours long, you might get 10 pieces that are around about 12 minutes, but they stop it at natural scene endings.
So they turn it into a series, essentially.
Well, they do. They initially release it like an episode a day, but I've gone back and I've been watching things all at once, so they're all there. And they don't do credits, they don't do titles, they don't do theme songs. They literally, you'll watch it, you might get a minute or so in, there'll be a scene, you'll get a title, it might be a second card might pop up, or it might just be the title might superimpose over an image on the screen. If it doesn't ruin the film, and they've been really good about that, it's not clumsy, then it gets to the end of the scene or the end of the episode, and you'll just get who made it. And then you'll get a pause screen, and it's about 6 seconds long. So you can either stop it and go about your day, or you go on to the next
bit. Just roll on.
And it just rolls on.
So you can either watch it in bits, or you can watch it as well.
So watching a whole film, it's actually not that much of a disruption at all.
What's the point of the 12-minute thing? What's the point of it? Who's it for?
When they launched it, it was for people that wanted content to watch while they were out and about leading their busy lives. And a lot of it, I think, was about commuting. So it was getting on and off buses and trains, not driving. It's not to watch when you're parked at traffic lights. But just busy. Maybe you've got a break at work. Maybe you need to take a break from your computer. You can watch something for like 7 minutes, grab a coffee, have a drink, watch a bit, then go back to work. And they're easy places to leave it. And they've got films, but they also have TV length type stuff. And the range of stuff they have, I mean, it's comedy, drama, action, horror, documentary, news, reality, everything but children's programming is on there. I actually think it's really good. And it's not, you know, crappy content. It's great content. It's really slick. It's well produced. It looks fantastic. And it's big names. I mean, we like Spielberg. We've got Catherine Hardwick. You've got Guillermo del Toro. You've got Mary Harron. It's really, really good content. Like, for me, I've been watching this. I haven't gone near Netflix apart from the stuff that I'm going to talk about.
Wow.
I like it that much.
So tell me, the app is free and the content is free?
Yeah, you just download them. I mean, if you're in the States, you've got to pay for it monthly, but in New Zealand and Australia, it's free. I suspect, and I don't know this for sure, I wonder if they have been using New Zealand, because our population is about the size of a small city. I know some companies will use us
as a
study group, yeah, mm-hmm. because we've had so many other media organisations, entertainment apps and things come into our market in the last couple of years. Quibi's been struggling overseas, whether they've been trying to look at us and go, well, if we launch it for free, this is the uptake, maybe we can try this again in the States and see if it'll save us. But obviously not, because they've just announced this morning that they're shutting down.
So it's now or never, right?
Yeah, I'd say go for it. I mean, it's free. I mean, and it's a nice app to use. It's easy.
Okay, interesting.
I like it a lot. The other really good thing is, which doesn't happen often with digital stuff, they're really good with their advisories and their ratings, yeah. Which I thought was really impressive, particularly around stuff like suicide and self-harm and sexual assault. Really, really impressed with it. So, okay. You know, two thumbs up for that.
Now, to the more traditional, Neon, mm-hmm. and a series on, called The Third Day.
Yes, this is a really gothic noir kind of... It's a bit like Midsommar crossed with The Wicker Man. It stars... I know.
It is a horror story.
Well, sort of. It's, yeah. It stars Jude Law and... it's just finished on Neon. And there are 6 episodes that you can watch on Neon, but there were actually 7 made. And this is the weird thing about this series. And it tells the story of an island. So the first 3 are set in summer. The last 3 are set in winter. And then there's the autumn episode, which is 12 hours long, and they streamed live on the internet. And originally, it was going to be a UK-only thing, and it was going to be a music festival that the public could go to. They were going to allow like 2,500 people, but then COVID hit. And they had filmed the TV episodes before the festival was going to be held in the UK. So I went, okay, 12 hours, I'll watch this so you don't have to. It's in real time. So, like, the first hour is literally watching people arrive on the island over the causeway and walk down a road. I watched Jude Law dig a hole for 2.5 hours. Then I watched him drag a boat for 90 minutes.
This would work in lockdown.
I guess it's that whole slow TV. Technically, I am gobsmacked how they did it because the sound is amazing. I don't know how they filmed it, whether they had some poor cameraman walking backwards for 12 hours in front of Jude Law. It looks like it's done in one take. I don't want to say it definitely is because I know there are ways of getting around that. Jude Law filmed it as one take, like one continuous live performance. They didn't alter terribly much. At one point, you can see one actor's microphone that comes out. I mean, it's incredible from a technical, artistic point of view.
Is it 12 hours of your life you'll never get back, or is it worth watching?
I would say it's 12 hours of my life I'd never get back, especially since I found out this morning HBO then released a 1.5-hour edit that you could actually find out what you missed from the 12-hour episode, because I sat down and I compiled all the most relevant points so I could give to people for the show so they didn't have to watch the 12 hours so they'd know what happened, because it's kind of relevant to the last 3 episodes, because you watch the last 3 and go, I don't understand what happened at the festival that caused all this other stuff to happen. But it turns out, you know, that was already done. So I'm really glad I spent 12 plus hours doing that for you that you don't need.
If you're going on Neon there, and I think this popped up on Soho actually as well, If you've recorded it or if you've got it, do you get to watch the 12 hours, the 90-minute edit of all
You
none
need
of it?
To go... They only put the 12 hours on the HBO Facebook page.
But the shorter version?
Is on YouTube.
And otherwise you don't get to see it at all?
No. I talked to Neon about it. They didn't get given any information about it. Obviously no one was going to broadcast 12 hours, including, you know, half an hour of Jude sleeping.
Is it worth seeing without it?
If you're a fan of like TV and film and how it's made and you're really into the story, maybe, then yes. If you're just a casual viewer, then like I'm sure you've got better things to do with 12 hours.
Yeah, but on the whole, watching the actual series is good.
Yeah, and definitely watch the hour and a half version.
Right.
And yes, Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine is in there. You do see her briefly.
Okay. Finally, on Netflix, The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Yes, this is based on The Turn of the Screw, the Henry James novel. And this is by the guys that did The Haunting of Hill House, which was terrifying as a TV series. I was really looking forward to this, and I was quite disappointed, to be honest. They didn't just stay with Turn of the Screw. They used about another 3 or 4 Henry James novellas. I think if they'd stayed with Turn of the Screw, it would be good, but by combining them all, they kind of did none of them justice. I mean, it has its moments, and it's a bit teary, but it wasn't scary, and it just kind of watered them all down. So, yeah, it's not bad, but it's not great. It's not really my pick of things to watch.
Quibi, is it? Some of you want to know how to spell it, the Quibi app.
Q-U-I-B-I. And apparently it said Quibi, like Quibi. Quick bits, according to them.
Okay.
When I ask them,
Quibi. And look, if they're about to pull it, does this mean you won't be able to use it?
Well, I just checked my app, like just before I walked in, and it's still there and it's still fine. And I emailed them this morning to check, and I haven't had a reply back, but it's still working for me. Like I was just watching something outside. So it's quibi.com. If you need more info, but it's Google Play is where I found it.
Very good. Otherwise, you can go and watch 12 hours of very, very slow television.
I'll tweet the link
to that. You've got something for everyone here today, Sarah. Thank you very, very much. Sarah McMullen, with what she has been viewing,